AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukraine's incursion into the Kursk region, which has embarrassed the Kremlin, is an attempt by Kyiv to stop Moscow's offensive in eastern Ukraine's Donbass region and gain leverage in possible future peace talks. Russian forces are still scrambling to respond to the surprise Ukrainian attack after almost a week of fierce fighting, but Putin insists Moscow's army will prevail. The leaders of France, Germany, and Britain in a joint statement have endorsed the latest push by mediators, the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt, to broker an agreement to end the 10-month Israel-Hamas war. They also call for the return of scores of hostages held by Hamas and the unfettered delivery of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Released Palestinians have described to the AP worsening abuses in Israeli prisons, crammed with thousands detained since the war began 10 months ago. Israeli officials have acknowledged they have made conditions harsher for Palestinians in prison. South Korea and the U.S. will begin their annual joint military exercises next week with a focus on improving their combined capabilities to deter and defend against growing North Korean nuclear threats. Asthma didn't stop American Noah Lyles from taking on the 200 meters at the Paris Olympics, even after a positive coronavirus test. The gold and bronze medal winner told the AP he thought he may have bronchitis.
Anytime I've gotten COVID, it's never been about the temperatures. It's always been about the body aches, the chills, the headaches, the cold, and then asthma joining in on that and making it even worse. That's, you know, our worst fear.
Lyles won the bronze medal just 2 days after his positive test. An 11-year-old girl and a 34-year-old woman were stabbed in London's busy theater district. A man has been arrested. Metropolitan police say there's no indication the attack was terror-related. Markets around the world are stabilizing following a wild week of extreme swings. This is AP News. Wildfires are burning in Greece.
A major forest fire was raging out of control on the fringes of Athens as authorities issued evacuation orders for the suburbs. Flames crackled on the northern outskirts of the Greek capital, with some towering at times to heights of over 80 feet. The fire charred homes and sent a blanket of smoke and ash over central Athens, where the smell of burning lingered in the air. The fire department said 670 fighters, backed by 27 teams specially trained to tackle wildfires, were battling the flames. I'm Karen Chamas.
A man from Britain who was seen climbing the Eiffel Tower on the last day of the Paris Olympics has been released from police custody, but remains under investigation for trespassing at the historical site. Police evacuated the area around the tower after a shirtless man was seen scaling the landmark hours before the closing ceremony. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.